Mr. Stewart said lahars have been observed in several locations across the country, which is being passed down from the volcano into the sea. A lahar is a rapidly flowing dense mixture of rock debris, ash, and water. They have the consistency of wet concrete as they flow and can happen during and after eruptions. Mr. Stewart said this activity can continue throughout the day.
Okay, well, the volcano itself has been quiet. We had very few of the volcanic earthquakes that we were used to. No tremor is taking place, so the volcano remains quiet, which is good. But the big activity over the last 24 hours is overnight we've had several lahars on, I think, all the flanks of the volcano. There's been heavy rainfall overnight. I think the rainfall is still ongoing. And our seismometers have been picking up signals from lahars in several locations. So we suspect there are lahars in all the major drainage valleys, and that these may have caused quite a lot of damage as they pass down from the volcano to the sea. And at the moment, the signals are dying down a little bit, but it really depends on the rainfall. If there's more rain to come, we could expect more lahars during the day.
Mr. Stewart said the lahars can generate loud noises along with thunder and lightning.
People heard noises, and we heard noises here as well at Belmont. It is actually the lahars going on and thunder and lightning associated with the rain. The lahars consist of a lot of material in the water. Richie Robertson is currently down in Richmond having a look at these, and it brings trees down with it. And the amount of material that is being brought down, anytime the lahar goes round a bend or goes over some topography, it will make thumping noises, basically. And these can be heard quite a long way away. So people would have heard either the lahars themselves, or they would have heard thunder and lightning from the heavy rainfall.
And Mr. Stewart said, although the volcano is relatively quiet now, the team will continue to monitor closely to observe any changes.
Well, in this period, as I said at the beginning, the volcano is quiet. We're watching very closely for any signs of it reawakening. You know, it does seem to be going back. I wouldn't say to sleep yet, because that's a bit too hopeful, but it does seem to be quietening down. And we're watching very careful for any reversal of that. So we'll be using all our equipment. I suspect we will use the opportunity in the next few weeks to install some new equipment that was replacing some of the stuff that was destroyed in the eruption, and watching closely to see if anything indicates a restart of activity. That's really our major task in the coming months, I hope.
That was Roderick Stewart of the University of the West Indies Seismic Research Center. I am Radhika Stephen with today's La Soufriere Volcano Update.